Chapter 26, Song of the Redeemed.
Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good. For his loving kindness endureth forever. Let the redeemed of Jehovah say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. They found no city of habitation. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto Jehovah in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them also by a straight way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise Jehovah for his loving kindness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and the hungry soul he filleth with good. Such as sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto Jehovah in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bonds in sunder. Oh, that men would praise Jehovah for his loving kindness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and water springs into a thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salt desert, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth a wilderness into a pool of water, and a dry land into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city of habitation, and sow fields, and plant vineyards, and get them fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and he suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are diminished, and bowed down through oppression, trouble, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the waste where there is no way. Yet setteth he the needy on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The upright shall see it and be glad, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise will give heed to these things, and they will consider the loving kindnesses of Jehovah. Psalms 107, American Revised Version.